Bonjour. This week will be an interesting week because we are going to use the pronouns like we used them when we did the verb déjeuner, to have lunch. Now it's to have dinner. So we will use the pronouns and just get used to it. It doesn't matter. You will just repeat, and little by little they will be in your body if you use the movements. I have dinner at home, je dîne chez moi. And last time, I said if you don't want to use the pronouns, it's okay. You can always say à la maison, at the house. That is what we say if we don't want to use the pronouns. And even if you just have an apartment or whatever you have, but it's at your place. So, je dîne à la maison, or je dîne chez moi. But then if you use the chez, you will have to use different pronouns depending on the subject, because you are going to dine chez toi, and him, he's gonna have dinner chez lui, and chez elle for her, and etc. Let's read the first line, and you just listen. I'm having dinner, you're having dinner, he is having dinner, she's having dinner, je dîne, tu dînes, il dîne, elle dîne. For the verb, it's very easy. We are having dinner, you all are having dinner, they're having dinner, they're having dinner. On dîne, vous dînez, il dîne, elle dîne. So let's just repeat, just for the heck of it. I'm having dinner, you're having dinner, he's having dinner, she's having dinner. Je dîne, tu dînes, il dîne, elle dîne. We're having dinner, you all are having dinner, they're having dinner, they're having dinner. On dîne, vous dînez, il dîne, elle dîne. Very good. So let's do it with the example now and going down with the movement. I'm having dinner at my place. Je dîne chez moi. We're having dinner at our place. On dîne chez nous. So je dîne chez moi, on dîne chez nous. You're having dinner at your place. You all are having dinner at your place. Tu dînes chez toi, vous dînez chez vous. He's having dinner at his place, they're having dinner at their place. Il dîne chez lui, il dîne chez eux. She's dining at her place, they're dining at their place. Elle dîne chez elle. Elle dîne chez elle. Same thing for singular and plural. Present, past, future. Today, I'm having dinner at my place. Yesterday, I had dinner at my place. Tomorrow, I will have dinner at my place. Aujourd'hui, je dîne chez moi. Hier, j'ai dîné chez moi. Demain, je vais dîner chez moi. You're having dinner at your place. You had dinner at your place. You will have dinner at your place. Aujourd'hui, tu dînes chez toi. Hier, t'as dîné chez toi. Demain, tu vas dîner chez toi. He's having dinner at his place. He had dinner at his place yesterday. And tomorrow, he's going to have dinner at his place. Aujourd'hui, il dîne chez lui. Il dîne à la maison. Il dîne chez lui. Hier, Il a dîné chez lui. Demain, il va dîner chez lui. She's having dinner at her place today. Yesterday she had dinner at her place, tomorrow she will have dinner at her place. Aujourd'hui, elle dîne chez elle. Hier, elle a dîné chez elle. Demain, elle va dîner chez elle. We are having dinner at our place today. Yesterday we had dinner at our place. Tomorrow we are going to have dinner at our place. Aujourd'hui, on dîne chez nous. Hier, on a dîné chez nous. Demain, on va dîner chez nous. All of you, you're having dinner at your place today. Yesterday you had dinner at your place. Tomorrow you're going to have dinner at your place. Aujourd'hui, vous dînez chez vous. Hier, vous avez dîné chez vous. Demain, vous allez dîner chez vous. Aujourd'hui, today, they're having dinner at their place. Yesterday, they had dinner at their place. Tomorrow, they will have dinner at their place. Aujourd'hui, ils dînent chez eux. Hier, ils ont dîné chez eux. Demain, ils vont dîner chez eux. The ladies, today, they're having dinner at home. Yesterday, they had dinner at home. Tomorrow, they will have dinner at home. Aujourd'hui, elles dînent chez elles. Hier, elles ont dîné chez elles. Demain, elles vont dîner chez elles. Very good, very good. Don't try to memorize too much. We will see that for 7 days, you know, in a row. So little by little, these pronouns will be, you know, common for you. Okay? Okay, very good. See you tomorrow for the second tense, which is subjunctive. Okay, salut!